This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Israel launched at least 50 airstrikes on the Gaza Strip earlier this week in a 24-hour span. Authorities said they were targeting Hamas locations in retaliation for rockets fired at the Israeli city of Sderot. The strikes were the worst violence from Israel since the summer of 2014, when a massive and sustained bombing campaign crippled Gaza. The U.S. has long supported Israel militarily, despite recent tensions between the Obama administration and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, with the strong possibility of a Hillary Clinton presidency, many U.S.-based activists are worried that Israeli impunity towards Palestinians will only increase. Clinton has had long-standing ties to Netanyahu. Earlier this week in Beverly Hills, Southern California, activists gathered outside a Clinton fundraiser at the home of Israeli-American billionaire Haim Saban. Among them was my guest, Amani Al-Hindi Barakat. She's a chair of Al Auda Palestine Right to Return Coalition. Welcome to the program, Amani.
Thank you for having me over.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first, before we talk about the bigger issues, let's discuss the event that took place on Monday. This was at a Beverly Hills location, and I understand that you and dozens of other activists from Southern California gathered. Why were you there calling attention to Palestinian rights as Hillary Clinton is running for president? Why is that a big issue?
It's a big issue because we feel that as activists, we advocate for peace for all, that human rights should be available to all people, including Palestinians. And Hillary Clinton is basically accepting a large donation on the basis that she is going to be fighting BDS movement. And to us, when she does something like this, she's endorsing violence, and we cannot stand for that.
And just to clarify for our audience, BDS stands for the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions Movement that pro-Palestinian activists the world over have sort of taken the lead of people within Palestinian territories to essentially non-violently deter Israel from its occupation and repression, etc. And there's been a pretty concerted campaign internationally, but also here in the U.S. against that movement, in a way sort of trying to criminalize that movement. Who is Haim Saban, this man who Clinton was hosted by us on Monday?
He is an Egyptian Jewish businessman who basically made it very clear that his focus is Israel, and he wants to basically do whatever it takes to help the Israel state. And this is including standing in the way of any movement like the BDS movement that it's been making progress and been making ways to expose the atrocities and the human rights violations that Israel has been committing. And again, for us, this is a very noble movement. It basically been doing all kind of progress on the basis of peaceful. It's a peaceful movement. So for them to stand against it, to me, it is they're endorsing violence.
So by taking money from Haim Saban, you worry that Hillary Clinton is more beholden to Israeli interests at the expense of Palestinian rights?
Yes, of course. And she has made it very clear in one of her letters to him that she will do everything in her power to stop this movement.
Now, at the event on Monday were also speakers with Black Lives Matter, and I understand that the Movement for Black Lives, in its platform that it released some weeks ago, made it clear that they were in solidarity with Palestinians and supported the BDS movement. Two people active with Black Lives Matter, Nana Jamfi and Jasmine Abdullah, spoke at the rally. How important is this solidarity, and how important is it to make the connections with Palestinian rights and the rights of African Americans?
It is very important, and it is just right that the solidarity between our groups happen, because we basically share the same values and we're advocating on behalf of the same values, and their struggles is our struggle, and we completely identify with their struggle as well. And so therefore we feel it's very right that we stand on each other's side.
Yeah, and in fact, several groups involved with the movement for Black Lives, such as Dream Defenders, traveled to Gaza and other parts of other Palestinian areas and have actually witnessed firsthand repression on the ground. Let's talk about what Israel is doing right now in Gaza. Amani, we saw just in the past several years, one military campaign after another on top of the siege, on top of a siege of Gaza that basically prevents Gazans from having access to basic products. And right, we've seen military campaigns that have crippled the area. And we're just hearing that this week Israel has begun bombing Gaza once more. Do you worry that this becomes a sort of regular summer occurrence?
Yes, it has been a regular reoccurrence, like you said. And it's wrong. It needs to be stopped. People there deserve to live like everyone else. And the people there are enduring amount of pressure that's unlike anywhere in the world. And it needs to stop.
Let's talk about the relationship between Clinton and Netanyahu that I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation. This is a very, very close relationship. The Clintons have been friends with Benjamin Netanyahu for many years. Netanyahu himself has cited Clinton as, you know, his favorite candidate. Clinton has mentioned him by name, referring to him affectionately as Bibi. How afraid are you of this very personal relationship between these two people?
It's very clear. Clinton and her administration had made it very clear their stand on the issue of Israel and Palestine. And it's a big shame to see somebody who's running for a president that is not willing to uphold the human rights for all. You know, these are American values, and everyone deserves to be treated the same way. And for her to be basically advocating on behalf of the Israeli and the Palestinian is just a flaw of character and a big mistake on her behalf. And this sends the wrong message to the entire world when a free world president is not dealing with all human the same way, that she's not providing the same rights to all people. And for her to be violating human rights for the Palestinians and giving them to the Israelis is very wrong.
So how much impact do you think your demonstration on Monday had? I noticed when I was at the Democratic National Convention, there were a lot of folks, I think more so than I've seen within a convention, holding up signs about Palestinian human rights, wearing buttons about it. And it seems as though during this presidential campaign, activists have become very organized to bring Palestinian rights to the forefront, specifically around an election. Can you tell me a little bit about the organizing that's being taken place around this election and how effective you think it'll be?
Yes, I think it's only right that we organize and we ask for equal rights. I think if you talk to me about the demonstration that happened on Monday, I will tell you that it was an amazing diverse group of people that came together, and we're all sharing the same values. And this is to highlight the importance of upholding human rights for all. And the Palestinians, I think lately, have the Palestinian issue has surfaced a lot with this type of organizing and a coalition building of different issues to the surface.
So let's talk a little bit also about what needs to happen now. I mean, we've got a few months between now and November, and with the way in which this election is being characterized as being so polarized, you know, if you don't blindly support Hillary Clinton, you are responsible for Trump presidency. Where does the issue of Palestine fit within that framework?
I think it fits in whichever presidential race it's happening, because standing up for Palestinian human rights is standing up for Americans' human rights as well. We are no different. We are all part of the same human family. And any activist or any human being in their right mind, they cannot choose one group of people over the other. So it's really important, and I think this is why we have made progress, because I think a lot of the human rights activists has identified this point and the importance of us standing next to each other and working on exposing people who choose not to practice human rights on some group versus the others. And that's why I feel the issue has become much more clear than before.
And what is the status currently of the attacks on the BDS movement? We've covered on our program in the past California's attempt to criminalize BDS, you know, with a very harsh sort of anti-First Amendment approach, trying to silence people who use boycotts to have some kind of political organizing. Can you give us a sense of where those anti-BDS efforts are?
On Monday, we heard to Marcy Winogrand, and she was talking about this bill and the amount of work that went into diluting this bill in order for it to pass. And of course, it's sad to see that people would want to silence a bill like this, because it also affects our freedom of speech, and it's just wrong.
Right. So finally, let's talk a little bit about where people and whether you think Hillary Clinton is going to become a focus of Palestinian rights activists as she travels around the country fundraising. Do you foresee more such events as those that took place on Monday, where at her fundraisers, at her events, groups like the one that gathered on Monday in Southern California will try to challenge her and will try to question her blind to support or one-sided support of Israel?
I think so. I think we will see more of this. I think the activists have started making a point, like you said, in the Democratic Convention. And I truly believe that many activists will come out and speak the truth, and as they should, because it's the right thing to do.
Would you like to give out a website for your organization, Imani?
Sure. It is www.al-awda.org.
That's al-awda.org, al-awda.org. Amani, best of luck to you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Amani Al-Hindi Barakat is the chair of Al Ouda Palestine Right to Return Coalition. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.